Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting sixth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Pumpsy Green. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Brewer. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tom Brewer. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Gene Freeze. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Ginsburg. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Russ Kemmerer. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Russ Kemmerer. And now, play ball. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby takes first base on ball four. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brewer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso takes first base on ball four. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers takes first base on ball four. Minoso moves to second. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brewer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon takes first base on ball four. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nixon moves to third. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Nixon tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Geiger moves to second. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Tasby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gene freezes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a pop-up towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Runnels moves to second. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz bunts towards the mound. Kemmerer juggles the ball. That's an error on Kemmerer. Runnels moves to third. Williams moves to second. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio misplays the ball. That's an error on Aparicio. Runnels scores. Williams moves to third. Wirtz moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Bob Rush now pitching. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Nixon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. Wirtz moves to third. Malzone moves to second. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Wirtz scores. Malzone moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rush fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Hicks pinch hits for Bob Rush. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brewer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brewer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Donovan now pitching. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brewer hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Tasbye hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Runnels hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 0 for 1 in the game. Freese hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smith moves to third. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Freese. The throw from Nixon and he is safe. Freese steals second. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0 for 1 in the game. Ginsburg takes first base on ball 4. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freese fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 2 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wirtz moves to second. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Nixon hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. the Red Sox will come to bat. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brewer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Donovan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tasby hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Severs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Severs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severs is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Severs takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Freese hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Severs moves to third. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ginsburg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Severs scores. Freese scores. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brewer picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Brewer. Ginsburg goes all the way around to score. Landis moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-3 Red Sox. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. Ted Kluszewski pinch hits for Dick Donovan. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Turk Lown now pitching. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Runnels hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Severs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Sievers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. Minoso moves to third. It's Red Sox, 4, White Sox, 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a fly ball towards right. Geiger catches it and throws to home to double up Minoso. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera now playing left field. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Nixon hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Freeze hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tasby. Freeze reaches second base with a double. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Ginsburg bunts in front of the plate. Nixon fields it and throws to first for the out. Freeze moves to third. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Earl Torgerson pinch hits for Turk Laun. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Nixon to Malzone. The throw back to home, and Freeze is out at the plate. Landis moves to second. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is walked intentionally. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 4 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Landis moves to third. Torgerson moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Staley now pitching. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Green hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sievers scoops it up and throws to first, with Staley covering, for the out. One out. Rip Rapulski pinch hits for Mike Forknealis. Rip Rapulski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapulski strikes out. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Tasbai hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Staley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Muffet now pitching. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera takes first base on ball 4. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Smith is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Williams is hit by the pitch. Carroll Hardy pinch runs for Ted Williams. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Wirtz reaches second base with a double. Hardy moves to third. Don Button pinch runs for Vic Wirtz. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Malzone is walked intentionally. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Nixon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hardy scores. Button scores. Malzone moves to third. It's 6-4, Red Sox. Frank Bauman now pitching. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox has Malzone trapped. There's the throw to Ginsburg and over to Freeze, who tags Malzone for the out. Nixon moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. 1 out. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Billy Muffet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muffet is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Carroll Hardy now playing left field. Don Button now playing shortstop. Pumpsy Green now playing second base. Pete Runnels now playing first base. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. Freeze hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sammy Esposito pinch runs for Gene Freeze. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Ginsburg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Esposito moves to third. Tom Sturdivant now pitching. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Landis bunts towards third. Malzone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ginsburg moves to second. Billy Goodman pinch hits for Frank Bauman. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Esposito tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-5, Red Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ginsburg scores. Landis moves to third. It's Red Sox, 6, White Sox, 6. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rivera hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy Esposito now playing third base. Bob Shaw now pitching. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Runnels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy hits a fly ball into left field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Sievers hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito hits a fly ball into right field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Geiger hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Ginsburg hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hardy. Ginsburg reaches second base with a double. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Landis bunts towards the mound. Sturdivant fields it and throws to first for the out. Ginsburg moves to third. One out. Schirmlaller pinch hits for Bob Shaw. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Runnell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ginsburg scores. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 6. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.